20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Is running for a political office going to change things? Is it the way to take back this republic, to kick out the various powers that shouldn't be and restore liberty and so on and so forth? Well, we'll talk about that with Ken Van Dorn, who happens to be running for Congress in the state of Wisconsin. He's worked for 30 years to defend our freedoms and the right to life, liberty, and property. Life is the most important because without it, the others mean nothing, according to our guest who joins now, Ken Van Dorn. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Good to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you again, Bob. As your guests may not know, you and I were both hosts on the old Revolution Broadcasting Network under Ray Powell. I went on to a semi-career in politics, never paid anything, but it was a lot of fun.
It doesn't pay the good ones, that's for sure.
The disappointing thing I've seen for most of my political activist years is that, you know, I put my gas in my tank, I pay for the copies, and then I pay the taxes for the politician or the bureaucrat to oppose me on a lot of the things that I am fighting.
So how are you not burnt out, Ken? How are you not disillusioned with that whole thing?
Well, okay, a couple things. Number one, I have taken a few breaks along the way, including about a decade, you know, when my kids needed me most and when I needed to make the most money, and I did that. And I've, like I said, I've taken several breaks along the way, but I'm an empty nester, I'm retired, and the fire still burns in my belly. And the other thing I take great enjoyment in, you know, I see myself as a big searchlight, you know, throwing the light into every corner, and I just love to watch the cockroaches go scurrying.
It's a fun sight to see, and I think that's what keeps guys like you and I doing this at the end of the day. I can certainly relate to the aforementioned analogy there. I wonder sometimes why I keep doing what I'm doing. It's not politics, but it sure as hell takes a lot out of you.
Oh, yeah, it does. And, you know, I never fault anybody for taking a break, you know, because, you know, I've carried the torch for so long. And, you know, I tell people, you know, I saw this coming. I saw everything coming. I saw the destruction of our economy. I saw the coming of the police state. I saw the storm clouds gathering more than 30 years ago. And I warned people. And, of course, I was Chicken Little. And a lot of those years I was the Lone Ranger crying in the wilderness. But, you know, there's never been as many freedom activists alive and putting their wheel to the grindstone in my lifetime as there is today. In part, that's, I hope, because of the educational efforts of people like myself and Ron Paul and Bob Murphy and Thomas Woods and Sheldon Richman and a whole bunch of other freedom activists in and out of academia. So, you know, I hope it's the culmination of all of our works that has led people, but probably more than anything, it's the changing circumstances. Most people don't pay attention until they are the ones who suffer.
Yep, that's so true. Until it's in their backyard, they don't care. They don't care at all. Out of sight, out of mind. So, Ken, you're running for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District, and I guess the first question that the talking heads might ask is, are you running as a Democrat, or are you running as a Republican?
Well, I am running as a very independent-minded liberty Republican, and the curious thing about the curious thing about Ken is his yardstick works just as well against Republicans as it does against Democrats. You know, I had my first Tea Party event on December 16th, and you'll note the significance of that date, 2007, in my own home. And, you know, I was chewing on the ankles of both George Bushes in real time, not retrospectively, but, you know, and, there's numerous people in the GOP who need our attention, who need to be terminated electorally. You know, the good news is here in Wisconsin, a friend of mine chose to run against a no good Republican, and he wilted like a violet and decided that after 38 years he was going to leave Congress. So there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of people. Go ahead.
So the seat currently, because I'm not, you know, obviously too hip on Wisconsin's 3rd District, is carried by a Republican?
The seat is currently, okay, the seat is on Wisconsin's left coast, as I like to call it. And
oh, okay.
It's being held by a fellow named Ron Kind, and there's a left-wing blogger who says of Ron, he's good at looking good and not much else. And the curious thing is, in this race, there are certain issues that the Republicans can join forces with us, you know, small-L libertarians, in criticizing Ron Kind. You know, for one thing, the wars. He's virtually like if you cross Nancy Pelosi with John McCain, you get the worst of both, except that he looks better. He's really, really cute, and, you know, he plays that well. You know, that I'm a cute, nice guy, except he's not. He pretends to be a nice guy, pretends to be the victim when he's rightfully criticized. But I have his number, and his number is zero. That is no more years.
Are there other Republicans running against you in the primary there?
Oh, yes, there are a couple others. And, you know, of them I say, hey, the water's fine. And of course, as long as you are of the age and not a convicted felon, you have every right to run. However, you know, I didn't drop from a cloud. I didn't pop up like a mushroom just in time to throw my hat in the ring. I worked inside the Republican Party for a number of years. I helped other candidates. But more importantly, I've been in the front lines of freedom for over 30 years, fighting against things like smart growth, against Common Core. And in Arizona, I helped defeat 3 referenda, and one of them was endorsed by Barry Goldwater. So you're talking to one of the few politicians who beat Barry Goldwater in his home state in an election, and we shut off the capacity of the insiders to funnel money to the rich developers in that state. And, again, that's something that the progressives could cheer us on with. Let's see, what else have I fought? Obamacare. Ron Kind, who is the incumbent, the Democrat incumbent, held a health care forum, and I was the very first person at that forum, and the only one of the candidates running, by the way, to ever appear at such forums. And I asked Ron then, I asked him now, how do you increase the bureaucracy, increase the regulations, and then tax the very goods and services that everybody in that room, all 700 of us, agreed were already too expensive? If he didn't know the answer then, he knows it now, but more importantly, he cannot even plead ignorance because I showed him the way 5 years ago.
Wow. Ken Van Doren is our guest. If you're just joining us, he's running for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District in the leftist part of Wisconsin, I guess, as you're putting it. What's that?
The Mississippi River. It's along the Mississippi River, so I affectionately call it the left coast, but we're going to turn
left
it
coast.
Right.
I see that. You're going to turn it right. All right. And for me, this left-right paradigm is something that we... Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about the Nolan chart, and I've been an advocate of the Nolan chart for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
So you're trying to work within to, you know, to get beyond, because whether or not we agree with the paradigm, the mainstream masses, that's how they vote and that's how they look at this, right? Is that the gist of it?
Okay. Well, you know, I reluctantly joined the Republican Party back in late 2007, I believe it was, in an attempt to help get Ron Paul, the right Ron, elected. And I had my doubts then that it would be an effective tool that we'd ever be successful, because the insiders, you know, the big money people would be diametrically opposed to us, and they still are today. But I didn't want to disappoint my friends, and you know, if I could make a difference, I wanted to join and help them reform the Republican Party.
Let's hear more about that in just a second, Ken. We're about to get cut off by a break.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, our guest is Ken Van Doren. He's running for Congress. And we were talking about his journey into the Republican Party. Jeez, Ken, that coming out of my mouth makes me cringe a little bit, to be honest. yeah, there are some people out there trying to work to make things different and change things. And that being said, many of our listeners are even skeptical of those people and their motives, including Ron Paul, but mostly his son Rand Paul. Why don't you go pick it up where you left off?
Okay, so I joined the Republican Party in order to help the Ron Paul effort back in 2007, and, you know, my determination was we were either going to reform the party, and if it wasn't reformable, we were going, you know, my stick is that, you know, that if it shows itself completely irredeemable, that I would facilitate it self-destructing. And, you know, the jury is still out which way it's going to go. All I can say is that if Jeb Bush is the nominee, the party is dead and probably the country too in 2016. Not just Jeb, but there's several others that would cause the party's demise. But he is probably one of the most notable and the one being touted most highly in the media right now. Anyway, we've succeeded beyond my wildest dreams. We probably have, you know, control of about 40% of the party. And the interesting thing is, you know, I think at the rank and file level, there's some really good people in the Republican Party that maybe really don't understand the power structure, you know, how evil the people at the very top of both parties are. And I believe it's the same money that's controlling both the Democrats and Republicans when you get to the highest levels of the parties. You know, the international banksters, if you will. Yes, I did say that out loud. But the point is on, you know, with those rank and file, the true conservatives, and on some issues, even the social conservatives, we can get them to join with us. And I'd say the liberty movement wins 2 out of 3 battles, in regard to, changes in resolutions and the platform, which I think is, like I said, beyond my wildest dreams. Yeah. And we could be just a few, you know, the encouraging thing is people I considered very, very mainstream just a couple years ago think that the, you know, the former rising stars of the party are becoming the fallen stars, without naming names.
Rand Paul?
No. I'm thinking more. I'm thinking more.
Ted Cruz?
I'm thinking more of people who write budgets that balance in 30 years, which you might as well not waste your breath.
Oh, the Paul Ryans of the world. I see.
I didn't say that.
I did. So, Ken, I wanted to ask you, you know, why not focus on local stuff? Why focus on Congress? We see a lot of great sheriffs being put into office, and I'm sure you're fond of the constitutional sheriff and so on. Why Congress?
A couple of those candidates, by the way. I've endorsed Bill Parks up in Pierce County, which is probably about an hour drive away from Twin Cities. I'm supporting a constitutional sheriff, and he's endorsing me. So, yes, I'm very aware of that movement. Why not do it locally? Well, I'll tell you, I live in a small town that's owned by the school teachers. I was on the town council for a while. And unfortunately, in spring elections, when these are held, it's only nonpartisan races, which means mostly school board. It's really hard to win when in this town, because the teachers control darn near everything. And mayor is a teacher. There were two school employees, and we even have the chief of police's wife on the city council, which I consider,
wow,
which I consider a monumental conflict of interest. But apparently,
yeah.
In Wisconsin, there is no such thing.
Well, tell me, let's digress about education for a moment. Is Common Core taking hold of your town there? And let's talk about Common Core for a moment.
I've carried the torch on Common Core since January of 2013. I knew that things were rotten in education even back in my day, which is more like 5 decades ago that I was in high school. So I knew that there was rottenness and corruption in academia for quite some time,
And Common Core is everything that is wrong with education in spades. It's the federalizing of the education system. I don't care what the liars who are proponents of it say. When the money all comes from the top, from the federal government, and when they're going to write the tests, and even Bill Gates, who's put $250 million into this fight so that he can write the curriculum, he says once the tests are in place, the curriculum will follow. So, yes, I've been a big proponent of defeating Common Core. But here's the thing. There's plenty wrong with public education with or without Common Core, and we need to look at the whole idea of public education. You know, it's based on the Prussian model, and Hans Hermann Fichte was a German philosopher who was one of the foundational elements of the Prussian system, and he says the purpose of public education is to destroy free will. That's what our public system is built on, right from Horace Mann, right from Prussia.
That's so true. The schooling system is what it's all about, and it's more of an indoctrination camp than anything else. Training people to not think for themselves, but to be good followers and good order takers.
Yes. On that, a couple things. For a long time, I've said, I call them government indoctrination centers, not public schools. And they are all
that's about, accurate, yeah.
And they're all about teaching what to think, not how to think. The second greatest icon of the public school systems, of course, is John Dewey, and he once said, "The student who can think for himself is a threat to the social fabric of the interdependent society which we are creating." Now, remember that this guy idolized Stalin. And he was a friend of Mao's before World War II. So that there are very strong socialist, even communist influences in our public schools. And that's not conspiracy theory. That is verifiable fact. For all you what would I call them? If you don't believe in conspiracies, you must believe in coincidence. For all the coincidence theorists out there, this is the real deal. It's not conjecture.
Well, I want to talk about conspiracy theorists and the kind of schism that has been created over the years between those perhaps in the libertarian freedom movement, for lack of a better description here, and those in the conspiracy theory movement, you know, those that want Ron Paul to be more outspoken about 9/11 and what really happened on that day, and those that think that the libertarians and certain people in that circle do not go far enough. They don't talk about false flags and other things. And I will do so on the other side of this break, Ken. So I'm going to let you sit on that for a little bit here, and we'll come back and we'll tackle that topic. Our guest is Ken Van Doren. He's running for the 3rd District, in the 3rd District, rather, for Congress. And we'll be back with him in just a moment on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
So should the Liberty movement and those running for office embrace things like an honest expose about what happened on 9/11 or, well, other so-called conspiracy theories, Ken Van Dorn?
Well, first of all, not every conspiracy theory is created equal. I'm not much into the Green Lizard Man conspiracy, for example, but others have considerably more merit. Now, if we want to address 9/11 directly, I remember reading, I can't remember if it was Rand Corporation or somebody else, came across this quote that shook me. This was like about 4 months before 9/11, and it said what we need is an event that is as big and cataclysmic as Pearl Harbor in order to get the American people to deliberately give up their freedoms. Now, after the fact, I traced it back to Project for a New American Century, and I don't want to get off on them too much, but they're the Crystals, Carl Rove, and Richard Pearl, and a whole bunch of other people that were closely affiliated with the Bush II administration. But it doesn't, okay, now, the day of the event, I said, yeah, the government did it, but after pondering it, it doesn't matter. If the government did it, it doesn't matter. If they knew it was coming and allowed it to happen, that's another theory. And it doesn't matter if it happened and it fell into their lap and they used this as a tool to deprive us of our liberty. The Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, FISA extensions, and a whole bunch of other things, including most recently the NDAA, indefinite detentions, are all a derivative of that 911 vent and the boogeyman of the foreign terrorists. And, the real fact is the terrorists we most need fear today come from Washington, D.C. and Madison, Wisconsin. And are agents of our own government, excuse me.
All right. And what about those like Ron Paul who don't want to touch any of that?
Well, I guess I would take his approach, let's have an investigation. To me, it doesn't matter. The people who want to deprive us of our liberty are evil. And some of them are names that I just mentioned, and I don't think it's useful to go into it any deeper than that tonight. You know, the people who want to deprive us of our liberty, the people who want to feed the corporations, the taxpayers' dollars, the people who want to allow the Federal Reserve to create money out of nothing to keep the banksters and the Wall Streeters stealing our money through inflation, stealing our wealth through inflation, transferring, you know, the wealth of the middle class and the poorer to the very richest people in the world. Now, these are evil, evil people, and they must be stopped. And I'm going to D.C. to make the attempt.
Let's say we get Ken Van Doren in Congress, which is the goal here, and we get, several others like you, to the point of which we have a majority of Ken Van Dorens in Congress. What are we going to do to turn things around here?
Well, first of all, we already have, maybe not perfect clones of Ken Van Doren, but we have the Justin Amashes, the Trey Gowdies, the Thomas Massies, the Tim Hiles camps in the House, and of course, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz, as imperfect as each of these gentlemen are. They think more or less like Ken does, and one more body would add strength. If we can beat back the forces of Karl Rove, who would rather destroy the Republic, destroy the GOP, than to let a liberty-minded candidate win, he seems very determined in that. And I'm going to expose that. In fact, I think that Karl Rove may have already weighed in my race. But let's see, where are we going with this? It's not necessary that we even have a majority because, when there was only Ron Paul there, they could easily marginalize him. It's more difficult to marginalize the gentleman that I spun off my lips there just a few moments ago because there's so many of them. If we can double that and make it instead of, say, two dozen, we have four dozen congressmen, it's going to be harder for the cockroaches to hide. So at some point, we're going to achieve critical mass, and we will have power beyond our numbers because we will have the crooked ones frightened, hopefully frightened of their own shadows because we'll be standing there to expose their corruption.
All right, so then what do? Walk me through this. We get rid of the Federal Reserve. Do we abolish it? Do we audit it? What do we do?
The Federal Reserve, when in doubt, throw it out. That's my mantra for just about any agency. If we can't eliminate the Federal Reserve immediately, what we can do is divide off its regulatory functions from its role as a bank, because those are in direct conflict with each other. They do have favorites. They bailed out, the big five, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, they're the granddaddy of all corrupt Wall Street firms. They bail those out, but did they bail out, the hometown bank, or Royal Bank, a little tiny banks here in Wisconsin? Did they bail them out? Heck no. They just left them to flounder in some of the financial difficulties that pervaded the whole market. The repercussions were felt by these
small banks that had very little to do with the fraud. So the first thing we've got to do is, if we're going to have regulation, and the only regulation you really need is thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit fraud. And there was plenty of that in this whole deal. Some of it perpetrated by, you know, agents of our own government, Fannie Freddie, being some examples. So if we can't immediately terminate it, we can certainly divide it out, and we can get rid of the fiat currency mechanism. And, you know, people say, well, what about, you know, shuffling checks back and forth, which banks do, or which the Federal Reserve does now? Well, that's a legitimate function of the Federal Reserve, but creating money out of thin air to help your friends on Wall Street is not.
And then what about the war on drugs? How do we get rid of that mess?
Well, see, the war on drugs was never a war on drugs. It was a war on people, and it was a war on financial privacy. And it's been a huge success when viewed at from that perspective. You know, so some people are dealing in, you know, money from illicit sources. Therefore, everybody must be punished. I don't buy that. You know, the one thing we need to do is, you know, well, most of what's wrong with the war on drugs is going to be is the result of its illegality. You don't know the dosage because you're buying it from underground sources, and you don't know what it's cut with, and you have no idea the strength, and some people OD because they don't know the strength. You've got it difficult, if not illegal, to get clean needles, so people die of hepatitis or worse yet, AIDS, and the price is high, but the rewards and the risks are high, but the rewards are great if it can be profitable. So a lot of the criminal behavior, the deaths and destruction, the murdering over drug turfs, and the corruption of judges and policemen, all of that is an artifact of the illegality. If we'd make it legal, the price would come down to pennies per dose instead of tens or hundreds of dollars per dose, and the impetus for organized crime to get involved goes away, as well as our jails not being so full. You know, I think people should be able to ingest whatever the heck they want. Now, that said, you know, a lot of this could be devolved to the states, and you know, it's not even a federal function. It's not among the delineated powers of Article 1 of Section 8, and Colorado might decide differently from Wisconsin. I would leave most of the drug regulations up to the state and get the federal government out of it. I could get the federal government out of most things.
So you're a 10th Amendment guy.
I'm a 10th Amendment guy all the way. Article 1, Section 8, and the 10th Amendment. You know, screw the welfare clause. James Madison talked about that in real time, how he considered the whole body of the Constitution to be beneficial to the general welfare, that the welfare clause should not be used as a blanket to cover all manner of things. You know, he said that if you take that broadly, there's no limits on what the federal government can do, which is part of the justification for the 10th Amendment in the first place.
Right, right.
Because that puts a lid on it. All those powers not specifically granted to the federal government are reserved to the states, and I hope especially to the people.
Yeah. Ken Van Doren joins us, and for our final segment with him in just a moment, we're going to take on the IRS for a bit. Of course, there's lots of news coming out about the IRS and their continuing targeting of people like Ken Van Doren running for Congress in Wisconsin. We'll be back in just a moment to finish our interview with him tonight. And don't go anywhere, because I can guarantee you he's going to have some insightful thoughts on that. And we'll conclude with his hopes for running and winning his seat in Wisconsin. KenVanDoren.com is the website. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
It's our final segment with Ken Van Doren running for Congress, and Ken, April 15th has come and gone, thank goodness, and, well, the IRS still remains in the news. When in doubt, throw it out.
There is no financial privacy, in part because of the drug war, and the other big thing is the IRS. They have, you know, the power to tax is the power to destroy, and especially where when they know where all of your financial assets are. If you think about, you know, under Bush 2, there was something called total information awareness. It had the panopticon. It was a very spooky-looking thing. And quite rightfully, people rose up in arms from both sides of the aisle and shot it down. But surreptitiously,
you know, we've turned over our medical record. I mean, it's been under the radar more or less, but it's been in the news piecemeal. But all our medical records are now in control of the federal government. And under Common Core, there's a database that includes not just grades, attendance records, and test scores, but things like, you know, where Johnny and Susie are picked up and dropped off. Somebody could hack into that and kidnap whoever they wanted to. That information doesn't belong outside of the school district transportation coordinator and the parents. And also you've got things like work history of the parents, health history of the parents, religious affiliation, and record, voting record. And in most states, Wisconsin's the exception, you sign up to vote based on party. So they effectively have total information awareness, but they got it piecemeal rather than all at once. And the IRS is a big part of that, and of course it's been used as a political weapon, but not just the IRS, but several other agencies have been used by this corrupt, rotten president as political weapons against his enemies. And, you know, if the Republicans, I mean, you know, the Democrats might think it's great that the Republicans are being persecuted, but what happens when there's, say, another Nixon or a Santorum or even an insane McCain in the White House? Are they going to be safe? Not necessarily. So we need to end the income tax, because then it minimizes the need for the government to have financial information on individuals.
Agreed. So, Ken, what are your chances of winning here, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, they were slim enough. I'm the strongest candidate in the field. I've got the most experience and the best informed and the most correct on the issues and the most experienced, the most reliable because of my 30-year track record. People know where I'm coming from. And like I said, you got others popping up like mushrooms with absolutely no political history. And I don't understand how, you know, people can put a uniform ahead of all of the hard service I've done here. So I've got a couple people that are in the race, and they're keeping me from getting the donations I might need to be victorious. And the net effect is that Ron Kind is likely to win again. I mentioned, you know, Karl Rove upsetting people locally. Well, we have our axis of insiders that's centered between Milwaukee and Madison, and they seem to have thrown in with the 20-year military guy in this race, despite his greenness. I thought he embarrassed himself, and I'm not even sure he's informed enough to know how badly he embarrassed himself at the first debate we had. So every day that passes, my chances are minimized, but I'm looking at it this way. There's other victories to be won. I can identify allies. I can hurt my enemies, including Ron Kind, and those evil elements within the Republican Party, and yes, there are some, and I can build an army for future efforts, you get people informed on the issues. There's other victories. You know, this, you know, whether Ken Van Dorn goes to Congress or not, there are, you know, the war continues, and whether I'm the person or not, Ken Van Dorn will continue to be a leader in the liberty movement, inside or outside of the Republican Party. The chances of me winning are admittedly slim, probably on the order of 5 to 10%. But if I were to get the money, I know that I'd have the tools to defeat Ron Kind, because he's even ticked off quite a few Democrats. The war.
And do you plan on winning the primaries, or?
Well, I plan on winning the primary, but if the insiders, you know, flood this guy with $150,000, $200,000, it's going to be difficult, because you'll be able to buy advertising that I won't have access to. But, you know, if he's going to keep me from winning, I'm sorry, I'll be vindictive enough to keep him from having an opportunity as well. Allow me that little bit of humanity there.
Right.
Human frailty.
Are you having to put a lot of your own money into this campaign?
Well, so far about half of what I haven't invested much. I've only spent about 10 grand. About half of it has come out of my pocket. And, that's as much as I wanted to put in for the whole race. But, you know, I do have some people coming to my aid, and we'll see if that comes to pass. And even if I'm outspent in the primary, by a significant margin, I'm optimistic I'll win because of superior name recognition, because of a better ability to relate to a variety of people, from, you know, the common man, the working man, you know, the laborer all the way up to the scientific community. I can communicate on every level. And in fact, you know, the guy who swept the factory floor, that was me once upon a time. And at the other end of the scale, I was an instrumental part of the team that helped H. Gulben Carano win the Nobel Prize in 1968. And the reason I was instrumental was I washed the instruments in the lab.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about voter fraud? And we saw Rex Brocky and what's her name? Lopez.
Brandelia, yeah.
Yeah, our former colleagues. At one point, they both ran for office and experienced essentially fraud.
Well, this is a D+8 district, and it boggles my mind. I'm the only one with any appeal to the progressives. If I get 5% of the Democrat vote, I win, because that means 10 to 15% stay home. I will get the majority of the independents, and I'll bring the fiscal conservative Republicans who have left the party back because they got ticked off, and rightfully so, at some of the shenanigans pulled both in the state and at the national level. I'm the guy with the broadest appeal. I'm the guy with the eloquence to get the job done. And I'm the guy who's not a big friend of the Republican establishment. And this is an anti-establishment year on both sides of the aisle. So I have several things working for me that way. You know, give me $500,000 and I'll beat Ron Kind. Despite the fact you'll have to.
All right. I'm getting on my checkbook right now. Excuse me, Ken.
Okay. 5,200 is the max, so per individual.
Oh, I can't give you the full $500,000?
No, I'm sorry, Bob. You'll have to limit yourself.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, that race in Arizona where we beat the real project, we were outspent by about 2 million to about 5,000, and we beat them 2-1 at the polls. So I already have a history of defeating giants. I already have a history of it. So, you know, if these kids get out of the way and let me win the primary, I have a much better chance of defeating Ron Kind.
Well, Ken, we wish you all the best. We'll have to get an update on how it's going a little bit later on in the race.
Yeah, and, I might have a full hour next time, but if you want me for 5 or 10 minutes. The other thing I want to let you know is I got this friend, Gavin Syme, who's running in Washington State, and he's a guy just like me, only about less than half my age. You might want to get him on.
What's he running for?
He's running for Congress as well, and I think it's also in the 3rd District, but of Washington State, not Wisconsin. That's their southeastern corner from Spokane south to the border.
Okay, cool, yeah.
So,
well, awesome. I'm all for it. I'm skeptical of the process. I'm skeptical of the validity in running for office these days.
Voter fraud will only be a factor if it's a close election. If it's a blowout, they're not going to bother.
Yeah.
And there could be voter fraud because Governor Walker is up and he's targeted by the left nationwide.
Yeah.
But my race stands at an opportunity to have national implications because, if Scott Walker were to call off the dogs, for example, he would increase his opportunity to win. Because, you know, once somebody votes for a Republican, they might vote for another. If Karl Rove weighs in, he could kill Scott Walker's opportunity to win.
Interesting. Ken Van Doren has been our guest today. Ken, thanks so much. Best of luck. KenVanDoren.com is the website.
Thank you very much.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.